I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
The country music scene's her turf, and she once played a Smurf. It's Watch What Happens Live with Miranda Lambert and Meghan Trainor now. Yeah! Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, ready to strike up a three-part harmony with two Grammy Award-winning singers. Fans have been eating up my first guest's hits for two decades, and now it's time to feast your eyes on her first cookbook. Y'all eat yet? Welcome to the Pretty Bitchin' Kitchen. Out now. Give it up for Miranda Lambert. Yes, I love this. My next guest recently released a song called Mother, a word that also describes the concept of her new book. Check out Dear Future Mama, a TMI guide to pregnancy, birth, and motherhood from your bestie. Out now. Please welcome our friend, Meghan Trainor. Hey, yeah! Meghan. Great to see you. I mean, I was going to ask if you two knew each other, but you met, I think, in 2014 when you sang All About
that
the
was
Bass
that long ago?
At the CMAs. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I got a call that we could sing the song together, and I was trying not to poop my pants the whole time. I was like,
it was
this
awesome.
Real?
It was
she made
really
me
fun.
Feel so comfortable, though, and she was like, this is going to be great. And I was like, okay.
You awesome. Seem very easy peasy.
She is.
Well,
yeah.
My husband probably would okay. not agree.
All right.
I'm pretty easy most times.
Okay. Well, now that we've chatted all things mother over at the bar, two actors in a play about a ghostly father, their Broadway play Fat Ham is loosely based on Hamlet, and it's at the American Airlines Theater now through June 25th. Say hi to Marcel Spears and Calvin Leon Smith. Hey, fellas. Can't wait to see your play.
It's gonna be good.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
It'll be really good when you come. That's
yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. By the way, what's your favorite recipe in the Pretty Bitchin' Kitchen?
Mama's meatloaf. I mean, you don't get any more southern staple than that.
I love it.
Mama's meatloaf.
Mama's meatloaf.
By the way, number one question for Miranda: when can we expect new music?
I've got a couple collaborations up my sleeve, so. Very soon.
Very soon.
And maybe some more, because I forgot about my
pal. I know, like, honestly. Well, and Meghan, number one question for you, is there a future tour in the works?
Yeah, I got to do that.
Right.
Yeah, I got to get this baby out of me, and then, like, as soon as I recover, I'm telling my team, like, it's time. It's been a long time coming.
Yes. You're due in July, right?
Yeah,
you're
hot
due in
July.
Excellent. Well, Miranda just released her first cookbook, and since it's also her first time in the clubhouse, we've cooked up some get-to-know-you style questions. It's time for a clubhouse quickie. What was the first concert you ever attended?
I went to see Garth Brooks at Texas Stadium Night 2. because he did three nights, but I was 10 years old.
Okay, oh that's God. A great first concert.
It was pretty awesome.
For a country queen. Growing up, what singer did you first hear that made you think, I want to do that?
There's so many, but I'd probably say Emmylou Harris.
Emmylou. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Any Dixie Chicks.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Single Ladies, Beyonce.
Yeah! Wow.
What reality show do you secretly binge?
Oh, man. All the HGTV ones.
Uh-huh.
Just love a renovation.
You love a renovation.
Yeah.
Which artist besides Megan has been your favorite to collaborate with? And who are you dying to work with next?
Well, Megan next.
Right? Yes.
Well, again, kind of.
Yes.
We sang, but we didn't write yet, so. And my other, who do I love collaborating
with? Yeah.
Everybody brings something different to the table. It's always fun and, you know, cool to meet somebody new and get some of their creativity and mix it all up.
I want Louis Capaldi.
You want Louis Capaldi? Okay, put it out there.
I want Beyonce.
Okay. Which Sex and the City character are you, Carrie, Miranda, Charlotte, or Samantha?
Little bit of all of them.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Oh, I like it. All right, thank you, Miranda. Yay! Megan offers advice to expecting mothers in
my new book.
Yeah. Sorry. Okay, mine is the good. Daddy Diaries. Hers is Dear Future Mama, so I like it, Daddy Mama. I like it. We should collab. Tonight we are playing Dear Past Megan to find out what motherhood guidance she would have given her former self. I wonder, is there a baby name that you fantasized about using when you were growing up that now makes you cringe?
Oh my goodness. Yes, I named my frog it. What was it? Cullen.
Cullen. That's a good name.
Cute, right?
Other than sleep, is there anything you wish you'd appreciated more before becoming a mom?
I don't know what I was doing with all my time.
I know. I don't know what I was worried about.
Amazing.
Right. Like, me too.
Yeah, I had so much time on my hands.
Me too. I was like, man, I must have masturbated and gotten high so much.
Yeah, I would sleep until noon. Like, loser. Yeah.
What's the silliest fear you had about parenting that you wish you could tell yourself not to worry about?
The silliest fear? They're not silly in my dark thoughts.
Right.
Silliest fear that I wish I wouldn't worry about. The mom guilt came really fast when I went to work, you know?
Right.
And that did go away, but in the moment I was like, this will never go away and he'll never know who I am. Because you know how they say dada first? I was like, he doesn't know I exist because I'm out working. But he does, he loves me.
Is there one parenting hack that you think everyone should know who's about to have a baby?
Parenting hack? I don't know. Just don't listen to all the warnings when everyone's like, your life is about to end and it's theirs now and you'll never sleep again. That was all false for me. So like, be confident and have hope. It will be amazing. Life only got better for me. I promise you'll sleep more. I promise like, you'll want to be a better person overall. But don't listen to the bad.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. That was good. I'm excited about this book. Megan once shared that her bathroom has two toilets next to each other so she and her husband can pee in tandem. And since Megan loves to do things in pairs, it's only right that my guests are sitting side by side as I ask them to sprinkle us with their opinions on music right now. So many people are on the road this summer. Do either of you have like a must-see show that you want to see?
Beyonce.
And you too, yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite album of 2023 so far?
I think Morgan Wallen's. I mean, he's out there kicking ass. So.
Yeah.
I'd say T-Pain on top of the covers. It's a cover album. Yeah.
There you go.
Let's talk about it. So good.
By the way, he took quite a fall on stage recently.
He's young. He's fine.
Right. Have you ever fallen on stage?
Yeah. I fell flat on my face during like Gunpowder and Lead, trying to be all tough. Like it's my tough song. Like.
I hit
and busted my lip when I fell on my microphone.
No.
And so I had a bloody lip.
No.
And I was kept going.
Of course she did.
Wow.
Yeah.
General thoughts on fans leaking your set list during a tour. Are you upset by that or?
Fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Megan, since you're the mother of a two-year-old, what kid-friendly music is the least annoying to listen to? What do you listen to with your kids? I mean, I basically only listen to Grateful Dead with my kids.
Really?
Yeah, like no Baby Shark, no.
Oh, I gotta. He just loves those. He loves theme songs. So I'll be like, da 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 da, and he's like, oh my god, like that's. That's his jam.
Which band would you like to see reunite as holograms the way that ABBA has in the UK?
I think that's weird.
Oh my God.
You think it's weird?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like
it is kind of weird.
But I'm ready.
Which musical film are you most excited to see? The Little Mermaid, Wicked, or the Joker sequel?
The Jokels.
Jokels sequel. All of
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies. I was telling Miranda before the show, I'm kind of obsessed with your love story with your now husband. He was a cop that was kind of guarding or on duty at GMA.
Yeah.
And you kind of saw him when you were there performing and were like, that guy's cute.
No way.
And then how did it go? What was the next thing? You invited him to your concert?
Yeah, we invited him to, it was Pistol Annie, it's my girl band. And we invited him to our show that night. And I was like, well, we did it through my security because I was like, I'm not going to get out in the street and just be like, want to come see a country show? Like, I felt weird about that. So my security invited him and we gave him one ticket.
I love it. No way.
No plus one.
Okay. He said yes.
So by the way, I love it that he went alone. That means he was like
so brave.
Ready
but
to go.
He didn't even know like why. He just thought we were like, thanks for your service.
Okay.
Which we are
yes,
now.
Yes, yeah.
And so he's like, I just thought you were like thanking me to come to the, invited me to the show. And I got nervous and didn't see him before the show. So after we went to a bar, all of us, the band and crew and everybody, and I invited him there, and we hung out, and he was really cool. And my dad's a police officer, and tons of cops and firemen in my family, so it just settled right in.
It just built from there.
Yeah,
that's a movie.
Yeah, that never.
That is a total movie.
It doesn't happen. I'm really.
It doesn't happen. Yeah.
He's the best, and he's taught me a lot about New York. I've spent a ton of time here, and
had you spent a lot of time here before that?
No.
Just like in and out doing press.
Yeah. I'd never just like, but we lived here for like 6 months in Soho. And so I just like immersed myself in the city.
Wow. Do you like it?
Love it. Loved it. Yeah.
That is great.
Still love it. Yeah.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
And he's that. And so, wow, I love it. All right. Does he have any friends?
It's really Hallmarky.
Does he have any friends?
He does have hot friends and hot brothers. So.
Okay. Well, let's. By the way, I was wondering if you and Chloe Grace Moretz are still good buddies.
We text. She works so much.
You She's met like, I'm on this. Movie. You met on this show, right?
Yes, we met. You're the reason I have children, because we
explain that.
I met Chloe on this show, and then we instantly became besties. And then I was asking her, like, I want to date a really nice guy, and she was like, my best friend is Daryl. And he's a really nice guy. And after that first date, I was like, you're my soulmate. And we're going to procreate. And we did.
Unbelievable.
So awesome to you.
I love this. This is good.
Isn't that good?
Wow, we're making things happen.
Right, life, Andy.
I just met your husband backstage.
Did you?
I mean, I can't believe those are his real teeth.
Yeah, and eyes.
Yeah, and
no,
eyes.
It's a lot to deal with.
I said, are those your real teeth? They said yes.
Wow.
He's just one of those people, and he's tan all the time. It's just like, some days I'm like, dang it.
Well, you live in Nashville, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We live in Nashville.
Who are you? Do you have any, like, country superstar neighbors that live nearby?
Not neighbors, but, yeah, Karen Fairchild lives right around the corner. I mean, we're all close. We're all black family, but Little Big Town's one of my favorite bands ever. They're probably my favorite to collaborate with, so I can answer with that.
Oh, okay.
Karen lives literally like I could throw a rock, and that's good because we drink together a lot.
Perfect.
So she can walk.
By the way, I heard that fans throw airport bottles of tequila on stage when you sing Tequila Does.
That's new. I did it once, and then it was like a thing, but it's like a airplane bottle of Casamigos or
Do
whatever.
They hurt you?
Well,
yeah,
I...
Like, do you trip?
No, they hurt me the next day.
Right. I love it. I love this. Let's take questions for our virtual fans. Rashida from D.C., what's your question for Miranda Lambert?
Oh, my God, Andy. Hi. Hi, Miranda. Hi, Megan. Okay, so this is a question for Miranda. What's your favorite part of recording She Was No Good For Me with Willie Nelson? And did you get to smoke a joint with him?
I have never smoked with Willie, and I'm really sad to say that, because I'm damn sure would. I know, but I have smoked two Willie before.
You've smoked two Willie, yes.
No, I love, I'm such a huge fan, and like, you know, everybody says you haven't smoked, you smoked with Willie. So, still hoping.
Right. I mean, even I've smoked with Willie. I hate
you
to
have?
Say that. Yeah, I have.
You're so cool.
Cool, bro. And you, reason she has children. I don't even know why. Yeah, why right. am I here?
Yeah, listen. Here's Isabella from North Carolina with a question for Meghan Trainor. Hi.
Hi, guys. Meghan, since your makeout with Charlie Puth at the AMAs was such a viral moment, did you ever make out with him at a time when cameras weren't rolling?
Ooh, good the question. Tea.
I once smoked pot with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah,
I'll give you tea. The day we recorded Marvin Gaye, very, like, romantic song. There was booze, and we made out that night in the studio. Tea.
I love it.
And then never again.
Okay. All right, you were in the moment.
We were in that moment. The song got to me, the liquor. It was great.
Meghan, Odin D wants to know, which song that you wrote for someone else gave you the biggest payday?
I don't know.
Really?
I wish I knew. I don't know.
What do you think is like the biggest hit that you wrote for someone?
It's got to be Rascal Flatts, you know?
Right.
Why did I say it like that? It's got to be Rascal Flatts.
Because they're in Nashville.
Yeah,
and
right.
They had like big, it was like number one for them. That was a good one. And everyone's like, I can't believe you got that, you know? So right. That must have been the cash cow.
Lucas Y emailed and wants to know, Miranda, what is your fondest memory of Loretta Lynn?
Oh, man. Every time I was around her, I actually got to record a re-release with Sheryl Crow and Loretta of Coal Miner's Daughter. And we spent the whole video, we did a video for it, and we spent the whole day at her house. And I felt like I was just talking to someone I'd known my whole life. And yeah. I literally, at the end of that day, just like cried for 2 hours. It was just overwhelming, like inspiration. So that day will stick out in my mind. It's one of my best days ever.
The thing that strikes me in talking to some of the legends of country is what a great community is and how everyone kind of has each other's back. It doesn't feel backbitey or competitive to me. Is that a correct assessment?
Yeah. I mean, it's like there's some, you know, friendly competition, but it's mostly right. just like we're happy for everybody. And, you know, that's just how the Nashville community is. That's how country yeah. music has always been for me. And there's not a lot of other places you feel that way, you know.
What's been your biggest pinch me moment performing?
I got to perform at the Kennedy Center Honors for Merle Haggard. I sang with Kris Kristofferson wow. and Willie Nelson.
Wow.
Like, I was like, that's it. This is it. I could die today.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's one of the best
were you
moments.
And for whoever was president at the time, I mean.
It was crazy.
Yes.
I think Oprah was there that year. It was just like one of those things where I'm like, how did I get here? Like, how am I standing between these two people?
Were you super nervous beforehand?
Yes.
You
very
were.
Very nervous. But then I realized I'm just performing. Like, I can do that. That's what we do. But it was just, it was like hero overload.
Right, you know? Right. Do you ever get nervous anymore?
Every day, all the time.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I love it, by the way. I feel like I'm looking at twin heads of hair.
Where's the twin?
I know, in the black. Twinning. I know. I really like it.
They were like, good news. She's wearing black, too. You're going to look great.
I know. Like, awesome. I wish I would have worn black. GabeH1708 on Twitter wants to know, Miranda, which song out of your entire discography do you cherish the most and why?
Probably House That Built Me. It's just one of those songs. It's like a once in a lifetime. And the one everybody, anytime someone says, what song do you wish you'd written? It's always that one.
Right, right.
It's just like the perfect country song.
Meghan Veronica G wants to know your highlight from attending Paris Hilton's wedding.
Every moment.
Was it fun?
We were like, oh my God. I was, okay, speak. There was a moment where they,
oh, they're drilling here at this.
I was like, I get
hour.
It, cut yeah, me off. Where they had a little photo shoot, a photo booth, whatever,
yeah.
proof you were there. And I've never been prettier in my entire life. And I was like, this photographer, who are you? Paris Hilton's photographer.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I was like, this is good lighting.
Yes, she knows about lighting.
Yeah, she does.
Cheers to many more fun times in the clubhouse. And thank you for drinking for both of you tonight.
Yeah,
we appreciate
no problem.
It. You're here. Miranda did what she had to do tonight. Marcel and Calvin for being here. And tomorrow night, we'll see you after the Housewives of Jersey. Thank you so much. It was so cool to meet you. I'm such a fan. I'm so glad you're back.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Book is Y'all Eat Yet? Welcome to the Pretty Bitchin' Kitchen out now. Megan's book, Dear Future Mama, A Cheer on a Guide to Pregnancy, Birth, and Motherhood from Your Bestie is out now. Also, plus Taking It Back, you can download it. It includes the hit single Mother. Behind the bar, Marcel Spears and Calvin Leon Smith. Fat Ham is on Broadway at the American Airlines Theater. It is about what, Calvin?
It's about Marcel. He plays a character named Juicy, whose father was murdered by his uncle, and his father comes back as a ghost and asks him to avenge his death.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Lovely.
Yeah. It's a play on Hamlet. It's a little riff on Hamlet.
Mm-hmm. All right. I love it. Fat Ham?
Fat Ham.
Okay. Let's go back to the virtual audience. Zane, all the way from Australia, has a question for Miranda Lambert. Hey, Zane.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Megan. My question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk were you with Elle King when you recorded Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home?
She brought sake, which I don't even know how to drink, so I just drank all of it.
Okay. Sounds like you do know how to drink.
Yeah, but then on the video we did, I was real excited to get drunk again, and she was pregnant, so I drank for two again.
You know what? Miranda Lambert does
the
work.
I'll take one for the
team. You do the work.
Thank you.
You put in the work. Yes, I love that. That is good. Here's Sally from California with a question for Megan Trainor.
Andy, Miranda, love you guys so much. Megan, when was the last time you and your husband used your side-by-side toilets at the same time?
How much do you regret that you said that once offhandedly? Yeah. I mean, I know that it got picked up everywhere. You got asked about it everywhere.
I'm
it was
fine
a hot topic
with it,
on the
but
View.
My mom's more upset.
Right.
Like, when will they let go of the toilets?
Right.
You know? We use it every day when we're home. So, like, a couple days ago.
But not together at the same time.
We pee at the same time.
Right, okay.
But he's also, like, you know when you, like, go to the bathroom with your girlfriends, you know? Like, you're like, I don't want to pee alone. That's my guy. He comes with me everywhere. He peed with me today. Like, so he just holds my hand while I pee. Like, I don't want to be alone.
Oh.
Sorry, you don't know what love is. So, we're in love.
Wow. That's amazing.
What? Love him.
Please send my love to your mom.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. She's going to cry. She's
yes.
going to love this.
We had a sweet elevator ride.
That was
a
highlight
Australia.
Of her whole Australian trip.
That's very
literally.
Nice. That's funny.
And I took her to the bridge and to
really.
The opera house. But it was
nice. Cool. Yes. I want to thank our virtual fans. I want to thank my guys. Thank you. It's so nice to meet you. Please come back. Megan, great to see you. Congrats on the baby. Please come back soon. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.